Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mountain West Conference basketball, indeed. Fun to talk about, fun to attend. Tonight, Aztecs are home to Cal State Fullerton. If you're so inclined, you can head on out to Viejas Arena. I think there's some tickets available, and they start as low as $10. So if you want to go see some good college hoops, tonight would be a good night to do it. Joining us from the Mountain West Wire is Sean Paul here on 97.3 The Fan. And we appreciate Sean taking a few moments to talk with us here today as he joins us courtesy of the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Sean, Tony and I were just looking at the rankings. And, you know, I guess I shouldn't get mad anymore, because if I got mad every year, I'd be mad all the time. I mean, there's 25 teams in the nation, and they're at 26 is Colorado State, but no national love yet for this conference. Should I be mad or just deal with it?
I mean, I'm not surprised by them not being ranked at this point. They haven't had any huge wins, but there's not 25 better teams in the country than Colorado State. In my personal rankings, I have them 15th. They have a really good team. When you have a dynamic point guard like Isaiah Stevens, and you have David Roddy next to him, who's really emerged as the best player in the conference, you have a good coach here, the best three-point shooting team in the country so far at 44% from outside. They're deep. They defend. The defense, I think, will improve a bit as Chandler Jacobs, the D2 transfer, gets more minutes. But Colorado State, I think, could have some San Diego State 2019-2020 potential there.
Let me ask you this, because, Sean, we're talking about the rankings, and the Mountain West doesn't get a lot of respect a lot of times when it comes to that. But where do you see this conference versus the rest of the conferences across the nation?
I think the Mountain West has disappointed a little bit, because Nevada had some pretty lofty expectations coming into the year. They started off slow, 1-4, but then they picked up three key wins in a row, and now they're dealing with some COVID issues. So they've had their last two games postponed. But at this point, it really only looks like there's one bona fide NCAA tournament team, and that's Colorado State. I think San Diego State could get there. It's not like they've suffered any bad losses, but the offense has to improve. And I figure there would be some growing pains there. When you lose your top three scorers, Matt Mitchell, Jordan Shackle, Terrell Gomez, when you're losing guys like that, it's going to take some time to get the offense rolling. But the plus side is Brian Dutcher is a great defensive coach, and that defense has been one of the best in the country. Matt Bradley's going to get it going. That's the guy I've watched a lot during his career at California. He hasn't played great yet, but he had 22 against Michigan. I think he's going to get it rolling, because he's one of the best scorers in the Mountain West, without a doubt.
Joined by Sean Paul of the Mountain West Wire right now, talking some Mountain West hoops. And let's dig a little deeper into these Aztecs, because, you know, we come to expect a lot from this program, you know, on a yearly basis. And I don't know that it's expecting too much, you know, to hope that San Diego State can win this conference every single year. They're always there. They've won it most times. If they haven't won the tournament, they've been right there for the regular season championship. But this does seem like to be a little bit of a different year, because, as you said, Sean, so many guys to replace, and now an injury to Lamont Butler, keeping him out of action for a while, plus the fact that Colorado State was an NIT team last year and returned every single player. So, I mean, that combination may have to temper some of the Aztecs fans' expectations.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. Look, it looks like it's Colorado State's league to lose at this point, and that's kind of how it should be looked at, because they have that talent, like you mentioned. They return everybody. Nico Medved is a really good coach, and Brian Dutcher is a great coach too, but they have to figure some stuff out on the offensive end. Not having Lamont Butler is going to hurt that. There's about 10 or 11 guys getting real rotation minutes, so I'd assume that's going to shorten a little bit. But one guy I'm looking at to really get it going is Chad Baker Mazzara. That was a very key player for Duquesne last year as a freshman. He's 6'7", can stretch the floor, has a nice three-point jumper, just hasn't gotten it rolling yet. He was a piece I was expecting to score a lot this season. So if he's able to get it going, that would definitely benefit San Diego State. But if they end up winning the conference, if they end up winning the conference tournament, I wouldn't be surprised because the talent and the coaching is there.
One of the surprise teams, I think, in the Mountain West this year so far has been Wyoming. Now, I don't know how real Wyoming is. I saw they're 12th in the net rankings, and you know that could be hit or miss this earlier in the season. But how real is this Wyoming team? Because certainly that's the team that you have in front of the Aztecs in this power ranking.
Yeah, I think Wyoming's good. I don't think they're going to be the second-best team in the conference the whole season. But you look at a guy like Graham Ike, their big man, he is the highest usage rate player in the country right now. He's getting the ball a ton inside. And the interesting thing, Jeff Linder coming over from Northern Colorado last year, he's always been a coach that takes a ton of threes. His teams are always near the top of the country in three-pointers attempted. This year, only 36% of their shots come from three-point range because they're really emphasizing getting it down low to Graham Ike. And Hunter Maldonado, their full-time point guard now with Marcus Williams, transferring out to Texas A&M, he's not much of a three-point shooter. So there's not as much shooting on this team, but they're able to stretch the floor with Drake Jeffries and Xavier Dussel. So they have the pieces outside. They have the pieces inside in a very smooth 6'7" point guard that can kind of set the table a little bit. So I think they're good, but they're going to get a big test tonight from a really good Arizona team that has national championship aspirations. They have three guys that could go in the NBA draft next year. So this will be a big-time test for them.
I don't really care if Wyoming wins tonight. I just want Fresno State to beat USF. And we don't really have a lot of time to waste on that, but our producer is a USF grad, and he's been driving us a little crazy with how good the are so far this season.
Really good.
Yeah, I know. They're 9-0.
You hear that, Chris?
Scraby. Sean, let me ask you a little bit about the conference and the travel in this conference. As somebody who works in this conference covering it, I've always felt, and I've traveled because I've done women's basketball games for a lot of years in San Diego, so I've been to every Mountain West Conference city. My point is, not enough credit is given to Mountain West Conference teams in general for having to play at altitude as much as they do, for having to play in the venues that they have to play in, a la the Pit and, you know, elsewhere. Viejas Arena is a great home court advantage for San Diego State. So does anybody around the country ever take that into account, or should they?
I feel like it's taken into account a little bit, but I think it depends on how good the teams are at the same time. Like New Mexico, they haven't been great in recent years. They were really bad last year, but obviously there's no fans in the stands. This year, they're a little bit better at Jamal Mashburn and Jalen House at the guard spots. So if they could definitely be primed for an upset because of that home court advantage and having a solid roster around. So I definitely think that's something that matters, because when the fans get into it at a place like the Pit or Nevada, they have some pretty serious fans. So when you're playing in that kind of atmosphere, it can definitely take an impact on the game, because when you have that kind of support, you know, you can't even hear your surroundings. You just hear fans going crazy.
Sean Paul joins us here, MountainWestWire.com. And let me ask you, we've heard from a few different folks on this. You mentioned the Mountain West being a little bit disappointing so far. Is this a one bid conference at this point?
Yeah, I would be inclined to say yeah, because Colorado State, if they win the conference like it looks like they are at the moment, San Diego State doesn't have the wins to get in, and there's nobody else really there. I mean, it's Wyoming's not going to go undefeated the entire season, so that's probably not going to have them in the tournament. But I would say right now, Colorado State is the only team that I think is in the NCAA tournament. But there's potential for a San Diego State to sneak in. They haven't suffered any bad losses yet. They snuck away from that UT Arlington game. That was a loss they really couldn't take for their NCAA tournament resume. If they could put together a couple good wins, maybe win some good road games in conference, don't lose to teams like San Jose State and Air Force near the bottom of the league, and they'll have a chance to compete for an at-large. But a team like Nevada, their hopes for an at-large are pretty much done because they've already lost four games. They'd have to have a flawless Mountain West season if they're able to get into the NCAA tournament as an at-large. But it's looking increasingly likely as days go on that this is going to be a one-bid league.
Let me ask you one last thing, Sean. We kind of touched on USF, but how is it that the West Coast Conference has honestly become better than the Mountain West Conference? And what does the Mountain West Conference really need? Is it coaches? Is it just a change in philosophy? Or is it just simply some better players? Because, I mean, I just look at this league and I think it's better than a one-bid league, but I agree with you. They're not going to be likely to get a second bid. And you look at the West Coast Conference, there's three or four teams that right now going into conference play that would have a shot at it.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say, you know, the talent level is pretty similar, but when you look at Gonzaga being atop the West Coast Conference, BYU, they're not going to be there for much longer, but those two programs are just much better than any program in the Mountain West resource-wise and anything like that. Like, those are two legitimate high-major programs in a mid-major conference. So I think having those two definitely weighs everything because they're going to be a two-bid league pretty much every year as long as those teams are in the league. In San Francisco, they're rising a little bit. And then you have St. Mary's. They're always consistent. They're not always in the tournament, but they're always competitive. I think there's great coaches in both leagues. I think there's really good players in both leagues. But I think having a Gonzaga and a BYU at the top as established top two teams every season is really what separates it.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, well, tonight Fresno State's going to take down USF. You watch. You watch, Scraby.
Not gonna happen.
Keep an eye on it. Sean, very good
Thank
stuff.
You, Sean.
Thanks for the insight. Look forward to catching up with you a little later in the year, and we'll talk some more hoops.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, great having you on. Sean Paul right there, Mountain West Wire, joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way. With Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad, visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.